Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Mars square Neptune, the initiation of conscious action. This transit occurs at 29 degrees, the aneuritic degree, where planetary energy reaches maximum expression before completion. This adds urgency, intensity, and a sense of culmination. Mars at 29 degrees Sagittarius, in its own bounds. That's an Egyptian term, giving it dignity, agency, and protection. This is not a weakened Mars. This is a strong Mars that can't see clearly where to aim its power. Mars has the upper hand in this square and has dignity and its own bounds. You have justified anger, righteous fire, and the authority to act. But Neptune is dissolving the clarity of where to direct that power. This isn't about weakness or exhaustion. It's about misdirected force. You're protected and powerful, but temporarily blinded. Heightened emotional sensitivity and spiritual receptivity. Urgent impulses to act now. 29 degrees plus Mars dignity equals pressure to push. Obscure targets. The real issue is hidden in the fall. Completion energy. Something wants to end or be released. Amplify consequences if actions is premature. Don't start fights. Not because you lack the power, but because you can't see the real issue yet. Don't make demands or binding commitments. Your aim may be off. Resist the urgency. 29 degree pressure creates false deadlines, but you can create, dream, rest, move meditatively, pray, grieve, release. Allow something to complete or dissolve. This is an ending masquerading as confusion. This is a fast-moving transit. It's going to pass within days. But to understand why this aspect creates such specific friction, we need to go deeper into what Mars square Neptune actually means. Mars, drive, desire, anger, initiative, survival instinct. Neptune is fall, ideal, surrender, illusions, compassion, escapism. A square creates friction, tension, smoke. This aspect describes energy that wants to move forward but keeps slipping into uncertainty, slipping into fantasy, or diffused energy. Mars says, act. No, no. Neptune says, dissolve. What? The result can feel like pressing the gas while the road keeps turning into mist. When unconscious or poorly integrated, Mars square Neptune can show up as confused motivation, not knowing what you really want, leaky energy, exhaustion, burnout, effort without results, passive aggression. Anger goes underground instead of being expressed cleanly. Escapist coping. She's a runner, she's a track star. Escaping into substances, fantasy, spiritual bypassing, even avoidance. Being misled or misleading others. Watch out for them scammers. Unclear boundaries around intent. Victim, rescuer dynamics. Acting for others instead of from yourself true. I can't be your Superman. Anger doesn't disappear here. It goes underground. This aspect often indicates early experiences where direct anger or assertion felt unsafe or ineffective. Desire had to be hidden, spiritualized, or sacrificed. You can't do that here. Action became associated with guilt, shame, or confusion. So you may doubt your right to act, or you may feel you have to justify your action from compassion, spirituality, or service. When integrated, Mars square Neptune is powerful. It can show up as the spiritual warrior energy, fighting for ideals, the unseen, and the marginalized. Inspired action, acting from intuition rather than your ego. Creative drive, good time for you musicians, film, poetry, dance. Healing modalities, Reiki, shamanic work, energy healing, ritual action. Sacred anger, knowing when to surrender and when to strike. It's 5-on-1, dawg. You can't win. The key is learning when to act and when to release, not confusing the two. To consciously work with this energy, things you could do. 1, clarify motivation before acting. Ask yourself, is this impulse fear, fantasy, or the truth? 2, ground Mars physically. Grounded in movement, strength training, martial arts, breath work. Get into your body. 3, give Neptune a container. Art, meditation, music, prayer. Otherwise, it's leaking into your Mars. 4, name anger early. Mars Neptune becomes destructive when anger stays unspoken. 5, avoid the saber role. Acting for others instead of from self drains this aspect really quickly. Because Mars is the body and Neptune dissolves boundaries, we may experience manifestations of chronic fatigue or mysterious illness, the body holding unfelt anger, sensitivity to environments, to people, Taurus Mars absorbing other people's energy. Watch out for them energy vampires. Difficulty knowing what they want. Neptune fogs Mars' instinct. Integrating this energy, embodying discernment, learning to feel the yes and the no in the gut before the mind decides. Using the body as a compass when Neptune clouds mental clarity. Physical practices that restore Mars' edge. Martial arts, dance, cold water, anything that puts you back in contact with your animal self. Now that you understand the deeper dynamics, here's where the wisdom of Mars Neptune can help you. At 29 degrees, the pressure to act intensifies before the vision clarifies. Resist that urgency. Your power is real and protected, but using it prematurely may mean fighting the wrong battle. Wait for the fog to lift. Your strength will still be there. The critical degree suggests this is the final lesson of the cycle. Pay attention to what wants to be surrendered and trust that clarity is emerging through the mist. Mars square Neptune teaches us that not all actions is yang. Sometimes the most powerful action is the waiting, the listening, the allowing, the surrendering, a fight that you can't be won through force. This is the wisdom of the spiritual warrior, someone who knows when to strike and when to yield because they're acting from something deeper than ego's agenda. Mars square Neptune isn't a problem to solve, it's initiation into conscious action. This aspect is only destructive when your approach is unconscious. When integrated, it becomes the artist, the healer, the mystic, the one who acts in a world without being of it. Consciousness transforms astrology from fate into choice. Free will. the gift of this transit? Learning that conscious restraint in the face of urgency is its own form of spiritual warriorship. Sometimes the most powerful action is choosing not to strike until you can see clearly. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Send me an email at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. Come to the website, iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit contact. Leave a message there. If you want to have a private conversation with me, come to the website. Hit booking. I'd love to have that conversation with you. If you want to show your boy's appreciation, give your boy a tip. I am Astrology Readings. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.